Whether you're planning the trip of a lifetime or just a weekend getaway, the Fox World Travel Show will be your guide. On WTMJ.
Good morning to you, Colleen Allsburg in today. How are you?
I'm good. It's a nice sunny 9-degree drive down from Oshkosh this morning. But
if you're in your house or car and you look out, it looks beautiful.
Yep.
And then you step outside and you're like, oh, I need to go somewhere warm.
Yeah, I had to get in two cold cars today and that was awful. But now's the time to be looking at some warm weather destinations. They're still out there.
I was just going to ask, is it too late? Like, spring break's coming up. Is it too late for me if I didn't book something already?
Absolutely not.
No.
Now's the time that you can pick up some really great deals, especially with ALG, the Apple Leisure Group. We've got deals with everybody. Oh, my gosh. Funjet, Apple, Travel Impressions, anybody that's under that umbrella of Apple, of ALG. They have a spring savings promo right now that they can get some good deals with. So they can get up to like a $200 discount plus 5% off of hotels and resorts. They have charters still out of Milwaukee until Easter-ish and just beyond Easter a little bit, a few days. So there's still some space. So they're open right now, 9 o'clock to noon. Our offices are open. So if you realized how cold it is outside on your this morning, just hop over or give us a call and check out what they have. And it's all international destinations. They've got some discounts on, plus Hawaii, which is really
nice.
Great. You can go out of Milwaukee yet or Chicago. They've got charters going to Cancun. They've got charters going to Punta Cana, Ziwatanejo, Ixtapa Ziwatanejo, which is one of my favorite places. And of course, they have those exclusive nonstop vacation flights out of Milwaukee, which are the charters that'll take you down and get you to Cancun in 3 hours.
Nice. 3 hours. You can't drive to Chicago in 3 hours.
No, well, not quite. But yeah, I can't. Yeah.
Awesome. So there is still time. There's hope for us if we want to get out of the cold. So.
Yeah, for sure. Definitely give our advisors a call. They're amazing. And they have quick reference right to what everything that's on sale. I look through the list of resorts and it's just about everything that you could want, from high end to just a good basic vacation. There's some Dreams properties, there's the Breathless, there's Reuse, everything that I'm familiar with I saw on the list. So there's got great choices out there, and now's a good time to just pick up the phone and give them a chat and find out what they can find.
866-GO-FOX-GO is that phone number if you want to call in. 866-GO-FOX-GO. Get a advisor there to help you walk through this and get you out of the cold winter. We thought we were going to be spoiled and have 50s all winter long. That just wasn't the
case. Yeah, we knew it was still Wisconsin. We knew it was still February, so this was happening.
I'm just dreading, because you know it's still coming. There's going to be another huge snow dump on us.
Oh,
and
absolutely.
It's going to be miserable. We're all going to cry. But maybe you won't be here. You'll take
a
week and
not.
You'll be gone that week and it'll be perfect.
It usually happens the day I'm flying out, or it's going to they predict it the day I'm flying with a group or something, and then I get nervous and I don't sleep for the whole night. It'll happen.
I was remiss last week. So we talked about the fact that my family went to Costa Rica.
Yeah.
We flew United. Not a hitch when it came to the travel with United.
Oh, that's
so
great.
You always hear about the negative, right? Oh, we got stuck here, we got stuck there, our bags got lost. No, it was perfect, flawless. So
wonderful.
We should mention the good stuff when it happens,
oh, absolutely.
Not just the bad stuff.
And so. I think the larger percentage is good flying.
Well, that's just it, right?
Yeah.
95% of the time, things are going perfectly well. You just don't hear about it. It's
absolutely.
When it goes wrong that everybody's up in arms and you hear about it.
Yeah.
So don't let those stories that pop up on the news every once in a while deter you from traveling.
Right. Because
for the most part, it's going pretty good.
Absolutely. And that's the last few times, especially with United, I've been having some good luck, so knock on wood, because I've been kind of going back and forth between Delta and United for my trips, but we kind of shop around and see what the best deal is. And you can have a good story, you can have a bad story, but the bad stories are the only ones, like you said, that make it public. And
right.
But hang in there and feel, you know, have that good karma feel and the good vibes, and you'll have a good experience.
Yes, indeed. So we want to hear about those good experiences. If you've traveled recently and want to chime in and let us know where you went, that'd be awesome. If you have questions for Colleen, you can use that number as well. WTMJ Talk and Text Line 855-616-1620. It is the Fox World Travel Show on WTMJ.
Planning a vacation? We've got you covered. You're listening to the Fox World Travel Show on WTMJ.
855-616-1620 is the WTMJ talk and text line. Dayton Kane and Colleen Allsburg here taking questions. But before we get to the text, because we already got them rolling in here, what are some of the big trips people need to know about that might be closing up soon and we need to book while we can?
Yeah, I appreciate Isaac throwing Toto's Africa on there because one of my favorite songs and one of my favorite trips, I did a trip to Africa last year, and it was basically South Africa. We've got just almost like 4 seats left, and we really would love to fill this up because it's such an amazing experience. So if you have any desire to see Africa and go on safari and visit Cape Town, and it's just an amazing trip, and it's August 31st to September 13th. It's not a real long trip, but it's busy and filled with fun and amazing experiences, starting in Cape Town, where we go to Table Mountain, and we go down to the Cape, to the very tippy end of Africa, and see the penguins and the baboons, and then we fly to Hoedspruit, and we go on 6 plus safaris where you're going to see elephants and zebras and giraffes and water buffalo and hyenas. And I just can't remember everything. Yeah. I saw leopard. Amazing. And then you continue. We go to spend some time in Johannesburg, which is a fabulous city. We see Soweto and Nelson Mandela Museum. And then it ends in Victoria, Victoria Falls. Get a chance to walk around the falls and feel the mist from all those amazing falls. And then we added an extra day in Victoria Falls as well, because when I went, we didn't have enough time. So I said, let's put on one more day so they can go visit some of the Zimbabwe families and go to an elephant rescue area to meet elephants up close. And also, for the first time ever, I took a helicopter ride, and I did a helicopter over the falls. And
that's
the,
awesome.
The price was amazing. The experience was amazing. The views, unbelievable. It was just one of my most favorite trips ever. And so if you've got any inkling to go on South Africa, hit it up. It's give us a call and take a peek at that, because it's amazing. And then our other group that we want to push a little bit, got a few seats left on it as well, want to fill it up, is Iceland. And that I did that in 2022 with a fabulous group of folks. And it wasn't a long trip, because it's only it's about a 6-hour flight from Chicago. So it doesn't
nice.
Take long to get there. And then we started in Reykjavik, and then we ended in Reykjavik, and just did the whole loop of, they called the fire and ice. We started, we saw glaciers and icebergs, and then we saw lava, and it was wonderful. And of course, my favorite part was probably the puffins. Went to a puffin rookery, and there were just hundreds and hundreds of puffins that we got to watch, and they're funny and they're fun to watch, kind of like penguins. Just great food, great scenery, wonderful, kind of eco-friendly type resorts. Just amazing trip again. So that was one of my highlight trips in 2022. So give us a call, because we've only got a few seats left on each of those, but we'd love to take you and fill them up.
Find those at foxworldtravel.com or call 866-GO-FOX-GO. People on the phones right now, because they're open on Saturdays 9 to noon, right?
Correct.
866-GO-FOX-GO. Let's get to a couple of these texts here. For Colleen, it says, what are the best best time months? When's the best time to go to Australia, basically? She's met tourists where they've come to the U.S. during the winter to escape their summer heat, which is much hotter than our summer, I guess. So is it good fall, spring? When should we be going there?
They hit the nail right on the head. Because they're in the Southern Hemisphere, their seasons are opposite of ours. So if they want to go in the fall, that's March through May. And then if they want to go in the spring, it's September through November. So it those are shoulder seasons, and it's not going to be so hot as it would be in the January, it's the December through January or February, that's their hot months. So I would stick with those shoulder seasons. Better temperatures, better prices, and the best time to go.
They had some fire issues a couple of years ago. What did that affect tourism-wise? Anything, or was that more out in the plains?
That's more out in like the outback and all, and I think that hasn't really affected any of the tourism, okay. So they should be fine.
Okay. Hi, Colleen. Do you recommend having local currency when visiting Egypt? That's from John and Eileen.
Hi, John and Eileen. Good to hear from you. Actually, when you're going to Egypt, I took very little of their Egyptian money with me because they are all about the U.S. dollar. And I took a lot of small bills with me. They expect tips. Tips are a huge thing in Egypt. So I took a lot of dollar bills to tip at restrooms and things like that. We pretty much what we couldn't put on credit card, we would pay with U.S. dollar, and they were more than happy to accept it because they get an amazing exchange rate with our U.S. dollar. So don't be too overly concerned about bringing Egyptian money. If you want to bring a small amount just to have some pocket money, you can. Otherwise, we'll just survive with our U.S. dollar.
Is that a thing worldwide, more tipping in the bathroom, and somebody being in the bathroom creeps me out. Like, just let me go to the bathroom.
Yeah, that's pretty much everywhere. Yeah, especially Europe. Some of the creepy places are kind of like in the Eastern European countries where I think I was in Prague one time, and there was a subterranean bathroom down below by the L or by the subway. And I go in there and you have to pay. There's a sign tells you how many euro or whatever it is that you have to pay. And then some of them, they'll give you toilet paper too. And they'll give you like, here's two squares. And you're like, oh my God. This is why I always suggest that you bring some Kleenex with you, put that in your backpack or your purse, and make sure you always have that with you. But that's pretty commonplace everywhere except maybe the U.S. and Canada, I think.
Interesting. Yeah. All right. Let's go to Mary in Grafton. Good morning, Mary. What's your question?
Hi, Colleen. Yesterday, my husband and I were approved for the TSA. So a question that I had, and the lady that was doing my interview did not have an answer. So we are going to Alaska in a short time, but we are returning from Canada. Will that TSA approval work through Canada? And also, in the future, I'm going through Australia and Mexico. So my question is also, should I be looking into global entry? I go maybe once or twice a year out of the country. Is it worth global entry? And how much is it?
Yeah, I would suggest that it's because you don't travel as often as some of us do in the industry, TSA is great, but TSA is only going to get you through security faster in the States. So even when you're coming back through Vancouver in Alaska on your Alaska trip, you will not be able to use the TSA line there because they don't have that. Basically, that's a U.S. Security area. Global entry, though, that's a different area. That's a whole different thing. When I travel back from Alaska and coming through Vancouver, because I have the global entry card, I can go into that separate line and get through TSA just a little bit quicker. And that's the same for if you would come back from Australia or any other international destination. It's not a whole lot more. I know the price of the TSA kind of went down a little bit. I believe I paid like $125 for global entry. It's good for 5 years. It just made my life a little bit easier, especially coming home. If you've ever come home through Chicago, you know what craziness is in those big mazes there in customs. So it does get you through a lot quicker because basically it reads, it's an eye scan. You look into the camera and you're done. And you just go pop right through and get your bags. So it's a personal choice if you want to do TSA on top of global entry. Now that you've gotten your interview and you've paid for TSA, try it, stick it out, and see what happens.
Okay, thank you.
You're welcome.
Thanks, Mary. Have a great weekend. 855-616-1620 if you want to be part of the show. It is the Fox World Travel Show. We're going to take a break on WTMJ.
Take your travel tips from the travel experts. Welcome back to the Fox World Travel Show on WTMJ.
Sunny, breezy, a high of 30 today, and then every day we climb 38, 42, 46, 50 by Wednesday. So it will get warmer again, but you can still book those spring break trips, as we found out earlier in the show. So get to 866-GO-FOX, go and talk to somebody today if that's something you're looking to do. If you want to get a hold of us, it's 855-616-1620. Colleen Alsberg in this week. Question on the show here on the text line says, love the show. Any must-sees in Seville or Sevilla, as you said, Spain?
Yeah. I went with the Spanish on that one. Okay. So yeah, it's Sevilla, but Seville
they have
is
four
right.
Adults visiting for 4 days.
Yeah. To be honest, I have not been to Seville. It's one of my bucket list areas that I want to see, mainly because I know they have such an amazing history there. They have so many cathedrals, the Cathedral of Macarena. I want to see that. But mostly I want to go because I know they're big on flamenco. So you can watch the flamenco dancing. So if it can figure out maybe a dinner and a show of some sort there, I'd recommend that.
So kind of like going to Hawaii, you see a luau. If you're going to Sevilla, you go see a flamenco show.
Right. And I'm going to Portugal in 25 and we're going to go see the Fado. So there's always something that I always try to dig up the most authentic thing to go see. I do know, and I've watched a lot of programs and done some research on Seville, and I love the fact that they have this, it's called Plaza de España, where it's just kind of a place where you can hang out, and it's got a promenade and beautiful buildings and shopping and restaurants. That's something on my list for sure. But there's so many neat things to do, but it's more about the history. So check out some of the cathedrals and some of the iglesias, as they would say, the churches and all that. And if they really, really want to get the real feel, then they can do a bullfight if they want
that would be
to.
Fun.
I have not, I really am having a hard time with bullfights. I just don't think that's my thing.
No,
but a lot of people like to see it just for the pageantry. Was
this what Bugs Bunny did, the Barber of Seville, or was that DeVille? Was it?
The Barber. No, it was Seville. Yeah.
Sorry. Flashback to childhood. 855-616-1620. One here says, we will be in London in September. We'd like to see a show in the West End. Can you recommend a reputable website for ordering tickets?
I love shows in London. I've done a few myself in the West End. And there's usually some half-price ticket place that you can go and get them last minute if you want. But I would probably recommend getting them in advance. And there's a couple of good ticket offices. Let me look at that on the break, and I'll come up with that for you for sure. Because it's one that I use all the time. And they do New York and they do in London. And it's a great, reputable company.
Perfect. They also say love the show when either you or Rose are hosting. You're so knowledgeable and fun. Thanks for doing this every Saturday morning.
Oh, well, thank you.
And I reiterate that. Thanks for doing this every Saturday. You have a long drive to come in here. And you do a good job, and you're here on time, and I love it. So,
thank you.
One more question before we get to the news. My granddaughter is going to Thailand in May. What can you tell us about traveling there? Is it safe, the money, et cetera?
It is a safe country to travel to. I would just be very cautious, like you would in any place, actually, in the world. Just take care not to go out by yourself. If she's traveling alone, make sure she's always with friends. Don't go out at night. Don't go out alone. It's a beautiful country. So many things to see and do. Be aware of your surroundings at all times. And I'm that way everywhere I go.
I was going to say, no matter where you go, that should be standard protocol.
My
niece travels all over the world, and she'll be gone. She went to Australia for like a year, and now she's in, I think, Thailand. It's just crazy. It's like, if you're aware of your surroundings and you go in the right spots and you're following the right protocols.
Yep, don't follow.
You can do it safely.
Weird boys home, that kind of thing.
Right, exactly.
Yeah, absolutely.
So, all right, just be safe. All right, let's take a break. It is the Fox World Travel Show, 855-616-1620. Good morning, Jack, over there in the WTMJ Breaking News Center.
Good morning, Dayton.
Plan a perfect vacation, no matter your budget. This is the Fox World Travel Show on WTMJ.
Colleen Ellsberg in for Rose Gray. She's back next week, right?
She is, and she's coming back Wednesday really late, but she'll be back on the air with you on Saturday.
I keep saying you're in for her, but you're on as much as her lately.
You guys have been
trading off really well and doing a good job, and obviously from texts we get, everybody appreciates the effort. So.
Oh, thanks, So, hey, I looked up that that company that has Langdon Theater tickets, and it was tickets, the one I thought that also is in New York. It's TKTS, Tickets London, they would look up. You'll get some good, it's a reputable company and good deals there. But they also have something called TodayTix. If you're not too fussy about what you want to see, then you can go on there and get some deals and some discounts on some tickets for London and the West End. But it's a fabulous place to see theater. I've seen quite a few plays there and I love them.
Okay. Is it just tkts.com?
TKTS London.
London. Okay. So look that up and go enjoy a show. Sounds like fun.
Yeah.
Who would you recommend in your Brookfield office for helping with plans in France?
Well, that's the easiest question I've gotten all day. our good friend Martha Hardy is, she lived in France. I believe she speaks French. She is our go-to anytime we need any help with France. She She loves the country. She loves Paris, and she's very knowledgeable and just a sweet, wonderful lady. So go to Martha Hardy.
866-GO-FOX-GO is the phone number. You can ask for Martha or go to foxworldtravel.com. You can find her there and link in directly with her email. So that's one nice thing about the website. You can find the people you need.
Absolutely.
So, the website's new.
It is.
As of last week, right?
Yeah,
or the week before?
Yeah. I didn't even know it. When I was on the air with you last Saturday, I didn't even realize that they had opened the new website. It's still kind of a work in progress, so kind of hang tight with us. It's different. So to look through things, it's a little bit more, just a little different way of finding things than it had been in the past. We think it looks beautiful.
It's awesome. It looks great.
It's going to hopefully be more streamlined. As we find things that we're familiar with that we saw on the last website, where shipping that off to our marketing department, and they're slowly, it's been a love-hate relationship.
Anytime you switch over a website.
Exactly. Yeah. But they're doing a great job. I'm so appreciative of what they're doing. And we're giving them little tidbits here and there and saying, hey, like last week, I think I popped a, trying to find South Africa and it came up to an Alaska packing list. So something was just misdirected.
Right.
So they just have to go in and make the tweaks and fix everything.
The one thing that does work, though, is if you go there and you're not finding what you're looking for, the contact us form is working properly, right?
Yes.
You can fill that out and send something
sure.
in and
Absolutely.
Say, hey, I'm looking for this. I'm not finding it. Can you help me with this? And
Correct.
Somebody will get back to
you. Yeah. And the find the deals and all that the offers are
sure.
still out there. So it's still pretty easy. It's just a different way of looking at it than it was in the past.
Got it. Let's see. 855-616-1620. I tried to renew my global entry online in August. The government took my money. However, my application is still pending. I tried to reach custom and border protection online with no success. Any other ideas on how I can get my renewal?
Yeah, I do hear this on occasion. I hear some people get global entry in like 2 minutes and then some are pending. My suggestion is if you are traveling anywhere and going through, if you're coming home through Chicago or you're coming home through, if you're in Alaska and coming home through Vancouver, anywhere you have U.S. customs, if you have time, when you get up to that customs officer, all you have to say is, I have an appointment with Global Entry, but it's not coming through and I can't, it's months off. Can we talk to somebody about doing our interview right there? I did it in Vancouver and I was approved within, you know, I did the 15-minute interview and I was approved right away and I got my new card in like 7 days. Rose did hers in, I believe, in Shannon or someplace in Ireland. So anywhere there's U.S. customs, if you can, just check it out there.
What are some of the questions on that interview process? We've talked about this interview forever, but what are they asking?
I can't tell you. No, I'm just kidding.
I could tell you, yeah. But I'd have to kill you.
Yeah. It's more personal stuff. When I went to my interview, it was, what do you do for a living? So very basic stuff. And when I bring up travel industry, that brings up a whole new set of
right.
questions because they are like, have you been to Russia? Have you been, you know, and that's part of the process of when you're first putting in the application as well. And of course, I've been to Russia at one point in my life, but it's been 20 years. So they kind of reiterate on some of those questions depending on your background. And they kind of just ask you, do you have any felony charges? Do you have any warrants for things like that? It's kind of based on your based on who you are, your profession, and just some background checks
okay.
and things.
Got it. All right. Next one here says, taking your trip to Japan, need to know how to get prescription medications into Japan. That's from Bob and Penny.
Hi, Bob and Penny. Actually, what I would suggest if you have any prescription medications is to keep them in the original bottle that they came in because the prescription is right listed on that bottle. I don't think it's an issue if you bring those little pill boxes, that's not going to be a problem either. It's just that I like, if I have a medication with me, I like to have it in that original bottle because it's got that prescription on. And for some reason, if I need to refill, it's going to be a lot easier to take it to a pharmacy there and get it refilled.
I didn't even think of that.
But the pill boxes are just fine as well.
Because that's how we took ours when we went to Costa Rica, was in the pill boxes. But I didn't even think of having a label. Even
right.
a picture of the label would help. If you don't
correct.
Want to take the big bottle, just take a picture of it.
Absolutely.
And have it on your phone.
Yeah. Perfect.
Good. Mm-hmm. WTMJ talking text line 855-616-1620. We are going to take a break. More of the Fox World Travel Show coming up next.
Got a getaway?
No one does it better. Back to more of the Fox World Travel Show on WTMJ.
Sunny, breezy, 30 today. We are sitting at 18. The sun is shining. Thanks for listening to the Fox World Travel Show. Dayton Kane and Colleen Allsburg here today. Taking your calls at 855-616-1620. We do have a question on the text line that just quickly says, Southwest Airlines A Group, do they have numbers like the B Group does?
They absolutely do, and I think, isn't it one through, depending on the plane size, I imagine A is 1 through 60, and then B is 1 through 60, and C is 1 through 60. So absolutely the same process. Right. Yep.
Let's go to the phones and talk to Jan in Cedarburg. Good morning, Jan. What's your question?
Good morning. We're going to be going on a caravan cruise down, or a caravan tour in Costa Rica, and we have one extra day on our own in San Jose. Is there something you can suggest we do during that day?
Yeah, absolutely. Since you have some free time, I highly recommend checking out the San Jose Central Market, the Mercado Central. I'm assuming you're going to the Arenal Volcano, so you don't have to do that. You just kind of hang in town a little
bit.
So the market would be a great place if you want to pick up some last-minute souvenirs and get some good price things, do a little bargaining and all that. So that would be one thing.
Authentic food, probably.
Yeah, I think so. So that's pretty, you could probably spend a good day there, half a day for sure, and then just kind of touring around the town. Are you getting any kind of tour of the town itself?
Not the San Jose, no. We will be going out from there. So
okay.
We thought we'd go early, but wasn't sure what we would do that day.
Yeah, I mean, there's museums there. They have a wonderful plaza area. Again, check out the local foods. They've got a Costa Rican art museum that's quite nice. There's also, if you can even maybe, well, you're probably hitting Sarchi as well, where they decorate all those donkey carts. That's kind of cool.
Yep.
And then there's a theater if you want to see some of the local acts and things like that. But I think you could probably easily fill your time on a day in San Jose.
So the market, and what do you think of the bus tour? There's like a little bus tour around town.
Oh, yeah, for sure. I always love those because you're going to be with a local then. I do those hop-on, hop-off buses all the time, even when I'm traveling by myself, because it's just a good way to see and meet some local people, too, as well.
Do we have those in Milwaukee?
Well,
I've done it in Chicago, and it was awesome.
Yeah.
Maybe I found a career.
Maybe you and I, we can
just start
Dayton.
A bus tour of Milwaukee.
Well, thanks
all right,
so
Jan.
Much.
Thanks for listening. Have a great weekend. 855-616-1620. Do you get a card with TSA pre-pass is a question. They said they got a number assigned, but they never got a card.
Yeah, no, you do not get a card with the TSA. The only card you would get would be with Global Entry.
Okay.
Yeah, so there nothing there. Yep.
Another one here says, hello, can you explain how I can use my cell phone if I travel to Italy?
Yeah, a couple things you can do for that. If you first of all, I would check with your local carrier. So if you've got AT&T, I think is one of the best when it comes to international travel. You can actually just give them a call, ask for a plan to use. I even with USL, it's not that great, and which is my carrier. They're not the best right now, but they're starting to get better with these international plans. And I just put on the plan. They prorate it for me, and it's not too expensive. The last time I did it, I put a 30-day plan on, and actually when I got home, I canceled it, and they prorated it for 10 days because I was only gone for about 20. And it works just like a regular phone then. The only difference it would be is that you may have to do a plus sign and the number one before you call out. That would be the only odd thing. Otherwise, you could look into getting a SIM card, which is something that I did in Egypt, where I took out my SIM card out of my U.S. phone, and I threw in this Egyptian SIM card, and it worked just like a regular phone as well. Just
more and more providers are going global. T-Mobile's in like 250 different countries now, and so it becomes... Calling is usually a little bit of a fee on top of it,
right.
But texting for sure you can do, and using Wi-Fi and the internet typically is included in your data package, depending on what kind of package you have.
Yeah, but absolutely. So
a lot easier
local.
To communicate than it used to be, that's for sure.
Yeah.
You were saying you used to go away for 21 days on a trip and nobody knew where you were.
Exactly. I could have been in a ditch somewhere and nobody would have known.
Well, thank goodness you weren't.
And now I just talked to Rose in Vietnam.
Yeah.
She was on the Mekong River in a riverboat, and I was talking to her for 20 minutes.
Face to face, you could see here.
Exactly. Like, it's insane.
Crazy.
It's pretty
all right.
Cool.
When we come back, we talk partner perks and Hawaii. It is the Fox World Travel Show on WTMJ.
Before you pack your suitcase, hear from the experts. Here's more of the Fox World Travel Show on WTMJ.
Dayton and Colleen here with you. Good morning. It is, 9:53. Going to be sunny, breezy, a high of 30 today, currently sitting at 18 in Milwaukee. We talked about Africa and Iceland at the beginning of the show.
Yes.
Hawaii's still out there. What's going on? Somebody's there now, right? Don't you have a
group? Yeah, we've got a group there right now. They just arrived 2 days ago. Kate, one of our tour managers from my department, is currently in Oahu. They did Pearl Harbor and the city of Waikiki, and they're getting ready to pack up and head on over to their next island. She's doing a 4-island tour called Grand Hawaii. And then my other coworker, Charity, she's taking out Best of Hawaii, which is a 3-island trip, which both of these are fantastic. We do 3 nights in each stop on each island. So you get a tour on each island included. You get a full free day or more in Maui. So you can do your own thing as well. So it's a great way to do Hawaii and see everything. We take care of all the getting you from island to island, all the inner air is included. We have air from Milwaukee. It's amazing. So if you're interested in Hawaii, we do have our 2025 Hawaii packages out, and they are on the website. Hopefully the link is taking you right to all the information. I've put my name in the ring to do the Grand Hawaii trip next year. So
I bet you did.
I think I need to get back. So take a peek at that, and I'd love for you to join us. And speaking of 2025, we are working like mad right now on our 2025 groups, and those should be up. We're hoping for April. That's when we look to announce our 2025 groups. So hang tight. That is coming. And also, the only other tour in 25 we have on the books is my Lisbon, Portugal, Andorra River Cruise, and that's got about maybe 2 or 3 cabins left, and that's it. So if you're looking at going on to the Douro, it's kind of the hot spot right now. So love to have you join me.
FoxWorldTravel.com is a website where you can go see all of those trips and get information on those. And talk about partner perks. What is that, and why should I care?
We have some great partners that we work with, and they offer us some perks that you can also find on the website. And I was looking this morning, and there's some neat things out there. We cover everything. We don't just do groups. We do, you know, the whole entire world. So if you want to go to Disney right now, they have 50% off on the deposits for the cruise portion of Disney Cruises. There's up to 35% on some of the Disney resorts. So there's all kinds of neat discounts and things they can look at there. Work with our travel advisors. Also looking at some of the cruises. If you're looking for some last minute travel on maybe to the Caribbean, Royal Caribbean has 30% off on some of the fares and select departures. Celebrity Cruise Lines, great cruise line. They've got 75% off on the second guest. So it really brings that cruise price down. So a great last-minute jump, get down to the Caribbean. You can do maybe the Southern Caribbean, the Eastern Caribbean, Western Caribbean, or go from California down the coast to Mazatlan and all the great ports of call in that area as well. So lots of stuff to look at.
So as we mentioned, brand new website, foxworldtravel.com. If you go under vacation travel, you'll see partner perks right there. Click on that and you can see all of this information and start planning that next vacation.
Absolutely.
Right? And if you want, there is still the contact us form. You click on that, send that in. Be as specific as you can when you're filling out that form so that they know exactly what you're looking for. They can get you to the expert that handles that travel destination, because you guys have specialties that
people do. We do.
Also on this website, not only vacation travel, we talk about that on the show. That's what we do. Business travel.
Yes.
Destination weddings.
Yes.
Incentives for businesses.
Absolutely. We do it all.
Everything.
If there's anything you want to do with travel, come to Fox World Travel. We're a very well-rounded, diverse travel company, and we can do just about anything you need to be done when it comes to travel.
Okay. When's your next big trip? Where are you going next?
I'm actually hanging tight for a little bit. I'm going to be going to Japan in April, so I'm real excited about that. I just sent out some information. The research on it alone is so exciting. As I was reading through all the different articles and the do's and don'ts of travel to Japan, I'm even more excited about it. And actually, one of my coworkers, it's kind of like another hot spot right now. And a lot the I call them the kids. Isn't this terrible? I'm getting to that point. They're in their 20s and 30s, and they're so excited for me to be going to Japan, and they're telling me what to do and what to bring back, and I'm taking a great group of folks. I know most of them already. I've traveled with them, and so I'm just really excited.
How big of a group is that?
It's a small group. I'm only taking 23, and that was, again, done on purpose. We're just doing, you know, we're trying to make these more intimate and more personal, our groups. So we just want to kind of bring, you know, we've still got our bigger groups. Our Hawaiis are usually around 44, 45 people, but we're doing some luxury travel where it's only about 20, 25 people, which is awesome.
Awesome. Well, great job again, as always.
Thanks, Dave.
You get a reprieve next week. Rose is back.
Yep, I think I get a couple weeks. I'll be back in the middle of March, and I'll see you guys again.
Sounds good. That does it for the Fox World Travel Show. Thanks for all your participation. Coming up next, Danny Clayton and the crew from Annex Wealth Management with Money Talk.
The preceding program, the Fox World Travel Show, is paid for in full by Fox World Travel. The advice and opinions expressed during the Fox World Travel Show are solely that of the hosts and guests of Fox World Travel and not WTMJ or Good Karma Brands.